From Spark and Anvil and Machine Forge, this is Pinion. In Chapter 1 of the Machine Forge cast, this drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Deep in the workshop clock, a small brass gear whirred fast on its post, its neat teeth catching the teeth of a wheel 3 times its size. Every 2 quick spins Pinion made, the great wheel heaved slowly around just once, and that slow, mighty turn dragged a heavy pendulum weight up its chain. Pinion could never have lifted that weight alone, but meshed against the big wheel, its fast little spins became 1 strong, slow turn, and up the weight climbed. "Feel that?" Pinion said, teeth clicking crisply into the wheels. "You give me a light, fast turning. I hand back a slow, heavy one. Meshing teeth trade turning speed for turning force." Its hub eye gleamed as the weight rose. "Same work as you gave me, just a different shape."
Once, Pinion had lived inside a flour mill, 1 gear among dozens. A single great water wheel turned slowly at the river, and that slow turn had entered the line of gears and traveled through. Small gears spinning it faster, big gears slowing it down and forcing it stronger, until at last it reached the millstones and ground the grain. What amazed young Pinion was that the turning was never made anywhere along the line. The river gave 1 steady push. The gears only passed it hand to hand, trading speed for force and force for speed at each meshing, carrying it around corners, sending it exactly where it was needed. 1 turn at the water wheel could become 1,000 tiny turns, or 1 enormous grinding one, just by which gears met which. That trade, turning handed down a line, reshaped at every step but never lost, became the thing Pinion loved best. When the old mill fell silent, the workshop lifted Pinion out of the dust and gave it a place among the clockwork.
The first day at the workshop, Cog, a gear itself, rolled up beside Pinion, teeth nearly touching. "Show me what you do," Cog said. Pinion spun twice against the big wheel. The wheel turned once, ponderous and strong. "I trade," Pinion said. "Give me a fast, easy turning, and I'll give you back a slow, powerful one. Or the other way round, if you mesh me the other way. I flip the direction. I carry motion around a corner. But I never add a scrap of it or lose one. 2 small gears in a row, and I turn this way while my neighbor turns that way. Motion passed straight along the line." Cog gave a slow, pleased turn, its own teat meshing for a moment with Pinion's. "A gear teaching gears," it said. "Fitting."
An apprentice named Pip stepped up to a hand crank linked to Pinion, which meshed with a big gear twice its size, a weight hanging from the big gear's chain. "Count my teeth, then the big gears," Pinion said. Pip counted. Pinion had 1/2 as many. "So I turn twice for each single turn of the big one. Now crank." Pip cranked. Pinion whirred around twice, fast and light. The big gear heaved around once, slow, and lifted the weight, which Pip could never have raised by spinning that big wheel with his bare hands. 2 of my turns for 1 of the big gears. That trade is called a gear ratio," Pinion said. "I took your fast, easy cranking and handed back 1 slow, strong turn. Same work you put in, different shape coming out." Pip cranked again, feeling the heavy weight climb, grinning at how the little gear gave such force. Then Pinion had Pip line up 3 gears in a row. "Now watch motion travel," it said. Pip turned the first. It spun the second the opposite way. The second spun the third back the first way, and the weight at the end of the line rose. See how the turning ran all the way down? A bike, a windmill, a hand mixer. None of them make turning. They pass it along, trading speed for force wherever they need it. Choose your gears and you choose your trade. Pip set the whole train spinning and felt 1 gentle crank ripple down the line,
reshaped at every meshing, but never once lost. When Pip finally let the crank still, the three gears coasted to a stop, teeth settling into each other with a soft, snug click. "That sound," Pinion said. "Teeth catching teeth, just right. Two parts made to fit, handing motion back and forth between them. Nothing spilled." Its hub eye glinted. "When gears mesh true, the whole machine feels alive." Pip rested his fingers on the smallest gear, feeling it seat perfectly against its neighbor, and something clicked into place inside him too. The warm, settled satisfaction of understanding how the whole line worked, of watching parts fit each other exactly as they should. He turned the crank once more, gently, and felt the trade travel all the way down, fast to slow, light to strong, the little gear giving up its speed so the big one could give back its force. He grinned, the pieces suddenly clear and clean in his mind, and the row of gears hummed on, warm and glad, parts that fit.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pinion. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.